With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. It's a busy time of year as many producers are hard at work getting this year's crop from the field to the bin. Gene Henning, Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, talks more about this year's corn harvest in North Dakota.
We're hearing really spotty yields all over the place. Some folks are sitting at average yields, 139, 140 bushels. Others are significantly lower, and we're hearing it varies from a field right across the road. So whoever got those rain clouds was fortunate, and whoever did not get that rain, a little less fortunate this year. So we know we're going to have a crop. We're thinking that USDA report of 108 bushels an acre probably will be pretty close.
And we'll be back with more Ag News just right after this.
At Peterson Farm Seed, we're the kind of seed company that believes in doing the right thing, not the easy thing, every time. Like, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Or maybe a better example, doing whatever it takes to help farmers raise more bushels. It means when you're working, we're working. It means helping you dial in your planter settings, showing up with that last-minute in-season delivery, walking your fields, and being your partner year-round. It might be easier to just sell you some seed, but our goal is to help you raise more bushels. Peterson Farm Seed, we're that kind of seed company.
Farmers and ranchers know how to troubleshoot almost any problem. But when feelings of stress or sadness become overwhelming, sometimes they can't troubleshoot that problem. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Life Specialist, discusses the stress resources available to farmers.
It's really important to understand that depression, for example, is a medical condition, just like diabetes is a medical condition, and it's best handled with the support of healthcare professionals. The first thing to do is to make an appointment with your local healthcare professional, your typical primary caregiver or nurse practitioner. These are individuals who are trained to deal with a wide range of health issues, not just physical health concerns, but mental and behavioral health as well. And they can help you assess the state of both your physical and mental well-being and then make some plans to take action, get support, do some treatment that may be necessary. There's a wide variety of organizations across the region that have really geared up to be available in this particular area. First Link operates the 211 helpline that you can call at any time. They do crisis counseling as well as referrals to a wide variety of services. Lutheran Social Services has geared up their Abound counseling program. You know, you can have a conversation with someone about some of the stresses that you're feeling from your kitchen table or from the cab of your pickup truck because they do it telehealth, right? So there's a lot of resources like that that are available.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.